the great Blocker Roach. G'day, Block.
G'day, Jolly. How are you, mate?
I'm going all right, mate. You must be getting nice and excited this time of year. Block off to a grand final. The Panthers and the Bunnies.
Yeah, I can't wait, mate. It's going to be a good game. Although I don't really know that much about footy, mate. After last week, I thought that the Seagulls would beat South, and I thought that Melbourne was specials against Penrith. So what would I know, mate?
Well, what you do know, Block, you know a fair bit about these two teams because back in your glory days, these two teams were humming. It was the Panthers towards the early 90s, later part of the 80s, likewise for the Bunnies when you were floating around for grand finals.
Yeah, well, mate, 89, when we actually went through to the grand final, were beaten by Canberra. The South Sydney Bunnies had won the minor premiership and bowed out 2 weeks in a row. They had a great side, but just we were lucky enough to beat them in week one, and then Canberra beat them in week two, and then that great grand final, the one that we lost. So, it's always a great time of year, Joel. Expectations high for both sides. My heart is saying that I'd really love to see Penrith win after what I saw last year when that devastating loss to Melbourne. Hopefully that they can win, but I think South Sydney might just have a little bit of the edge at the moment. They look a little bit fresher for mine.
So, Block, the knock on the Bunnies had been their forward pack. At the start of the year and throughout the year, everyone was saying, oh, yeah, they've got the flashback line, but their forwards wouldn't aim up. But have you changed your mind in the sense that after they played the Penrith in that first semi-final where they just came out and just belted them?
Yeah, Brian, I think that's the genius of Wayne Bennett. All of a sudden, you know, we always see blokes that come through and, you know, in grand finals. When you've got a pack full of internationals, then always someone shines through. I'd have to say that's at Mark Nichols at the moment, you know. Virtually, you know, just goes about his job and just does his job for Wayne Bennett, but he's been an outstanding forward. I think, as I said, I think it's just the magic of Wayne Bennett. I call him the human whisperer. I think he's just a genius. Yeah. And I'd love to know the secret. I think it's the simplicity of what he says to blokes and what he doesn't say, maybe with his looks or whatever it is, but he's been doing it for neon 40 years now. So, mate, it's unbelievable skill to have. Sometimes, you know yourselves, boys, you both played. Sometimes when you get your head full of game plans and things that you want to do and things that you got to do, sometimes it baffles you a little bit. You know, sometimes being simple and knowing, going out there and just doing what you need to do yourself individually. I suppose the hardest thing is, you know, and you guys would know this too, is, you know, if it's an 8 o'clock kickoff at night, you know, in a big game like an Origin or a Test match or a grand final, to learn to be able to get yourself set rather than playing the game before it's actually played. A lot of blokes, if you haven't got that experience, a lot of guys worry about it far too much, and then waiting all day ready to play, you can play the game before it's actually on.
Now, Blocker, our colleague at Fox Sports, Nathan Hindmarsh, he says the grand final day is the worst day for him personally. Mm. Cannot watch it. He doesn't like...
To this day?
Yeah, to this day. He can't watch people celebrate at the end because he was so close.
Yeah.
Does it affect you that much, Blocker, or have you sort of outgrown that?
No, I haven't outgrown it, Brian. No? 100%, mate. We got beat 2 years in a row. That's why it doesn't happen to Penrith. We got beat in 88 and 89. In 88, I was suspended. I went over to try and beat the band that I got in the semi-final for 4 weeks or a late hit on Chris Mortimer. I got there as quick as I could, I said to the judiciary. they gave me exactly 4 weeks, and we tried to go over there and beat the band, but... Mate, no, never lose you. It's a terrible feeling, especially, you know, like, you know, any grand final you lose is one that will always stick with you. But, you know, to lose the one that they all say is the greatest one of all time, that even makes it harder. I would have much rather, and I probably say this a lot and say it every year around this time, I would have much rather won the worst grand final of all time than get beaten in the best one of all time. It does, mate. It sticks in your claw. Of course, mate, you're a competitor. You wanted to win, but unfortunately, mate, it wasn't the B. You know, if you ever look at, I don't know if you ever sat down and gone through that Canberra side. Wow, that was some sort of football side, you know. So, to be level pegging at full time, then be beaten in extra time. You know, it's when you look at it, if you look at it and you're real to yourself, you know, it probably isn't that bad being beaten by that. Guys, but mate, it's a sore sticking point.
Well, it goes to show how tough you blokes were at Balmain, Block. And when you go through that game, There were so many instances where you talk about rubber the green and they all went the way of the green, didn't they? Like those little 50-50 inch plays, you know, the ankle tap, of course, on Mick Neal, the crossbar kick. Yeah. It was so many things that just one of those goes the other way and you win the grand final, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I always say to me little mate Benny, he laughs all the time. I say, mate, if you were 2 centimetres tall, I'd blame your parents. You wouldn't have hit the crossbar, it would have went over, you know. Yeah. It hit the play. I don't know if you remember it, guys. I remember it like a chest though. I could see it in my mind right now. He hit the ball that sweetly. He was a, mate, genius player. He's a wonderful player, Benny. And, mate, he hit that ball that sweetly that it hit the black dot and it bounced back in field 20 metres.
Wow.
And Canberra got the ball back. So it was it was just one of those times, mate, just one of those things not meant to be. You mentioned the Mick Neal ankle tap. I don't know if you see, of course you saw it on the weekend, Cleary going into dummy half and a kick in the crossfield and they worked it out during, you know, when they saw the Roosters do it, when Tedesco did it. And they were saying that, you know, Josh Haddo-Carr plays him pretty tight and he went into dummy half. To try and do that sort of play, geez, it takes a lot of guts, but when it comes off, it's fantastic. So what happened was in that game when you mentioned when Mick Neal got ankle tapped, I'll never forget it. Warren Ryan got on the video and he said, look, here, Mal Meninga, mate, magnificent player, one of the greats of all time, an immortal. But he said, mate, just have a look. He plays in the right centre and have a look at the video. He gets caught at marker. When he gets caught at marker, he stays there for a couple. So we were like, oh yeah, what do you mean? He said, well, mate, what we do when we see him make a tackle in that sort of position, we put on this play that we had and he'll get caught out of position. And he actually did, but Mal chased from dummy half and Mick Neal went straight through. And Mal ankle tapped him and was pulled up like centimetres before the goal line. And you know, as you said, just those sort of moments, mate. But you know, Bruce McGuire gets penalised for running into Steve Walters, who was in an offside position. And I honestly thought, oh, he's put his arm up wrong here. He's given us a penalty. He's offside, you know. Anyway, Canberra score, and mate, the rest is history. You know, in extra time, they were just too good for us, mate. That Steve Jackson try that he scored, one of the great tries of all time in grand finals off the bench. I went on a cruise about 20 years later with all the Canberra blokes and the Balmain blokes, and we're all on there and we're all great mates and that, of course. But we played a lot of international footy together and, you know, against each other and Origins and all that. Anyway, he came up to me and shook me hand and said, mate, you won't remember me. And I said, remember you? I said, you ruined my life, mate.
Hey, Blocker,
you're ruined us getting the bloody medal.
Blocker, speaking about Warren Ryan, your coach, there was a bit of criticism about him replacing you and Ciro, but I've heard you say that was always part of the plan.
Yeah, what happened in the semi-final, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, when we beat South, I actually got dragged about 10 minutes to go against South, and I thought, oh, he's just saved me for the grand final. You know, that's when your ego kicks in and all that sort of stuff. But, it happened. And, you know, what do you do, mate? I mean, I learned that much off him as a player from a coach. Mate, he was unbelievable. Just tactics and just the way that he knew about the game so much and the way that he improved players and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, the big one was being dragged into the grand final, of course. But, you know, I thought it was all right. But, you know, he had other plans. And I think we tried to go a little bit defensive. We went to 12-2 partway through the second half. We kicked a penalty goal. We led, I think it was 10-2 at half-time, whatever. Anyway, so we go to 12-2 and we're thinking, oh, well, here we go. But I'll tell you one thing I've learned in sport, boys. You know, never try and protect your lead, especially when you're playing against a Canberra side with all those internationals in it. Mate, they weren't big names at that time, but geez, mate, they're some of the biggest names ever to play the game.
Well, the Broncos 2015, some could say, was guilty of that. So that was another grand final, which is, aside from Canberra 87, where he was co-coach, Wayne Bennett's won every grand final he's got to. In fact, he's been leading at the 80-minute mark every grand final he's got to. And, Block, I look at your career. Your last ever year was 1992. That's when Wayne won the comp with the Broncos that year, and he hasn't stopped doing that. This will be his fifth decade to a grand final, Block.
Yeah, mate, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, you know, just, mate, those sort of things aren't any sort of fluke. You know, he has to go down with Jack Gibson and those sort of guys and Warren Ryan and all those guys as the greatest coach of all time. Just purely for longevity and winning in the big moments. Like, you know, Fletcher will be able to tell you too, you know. Mate, it's all good getting there. But, you know, you've got to win. You've got to find a way to win. And, you know, everyone remembers who win and they get all the accolades, and rightfully so. But, you know, you've got to have blokes in your side or coaches who actually know what it takes to win. I honestly think that Wayne Bennett's got that. I don't know what it is. Mm. I'd love to be able to find out. I've met him 100 times, and I, you know, the bloke that you see in the media when he's talking to the media and answering questions and all that is certainly not the person that everyone knows. He's a tremendous bloke, a fun bloke. He's always in the up the back of the bus and all that sort of stuff, and he's always interested in people's lives, not only just playing footy, but interested in what they do with their lives and what sort of people they are. You know.
All right, Blocky, you're none from two. That you've basically said yourself. Yeah. I've got a good feeling. I've got a good feeling about this weekend. I'm going to run off your tips. Give me a score and a Clive Churchill medalist, please.
Mate, I'm having a little bit of trouble seeing Penrith score. I don't know, mate. They haven't scored that many tries in the semi-finals, whereas South are scoring a few. But you know what? I'm going to go 18-6 in favour of South Sydney. I think they'll score. I think they'll get on the scoreboard pretty well.
Hang on, block. How come you're listening to the tips and you've just put, he said 18-6 Rabbitohs and you've just put 13-plus Panthers in your bet slip? What are you doing, Brian?
No. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
He's doing the somersault. No,
I'm just thinking. Block is none from two.
Yeah,
he's due.
Reverse psychology.
Yes.
Come on, Block, keep going.
I like it. Mate, I reckon, mate, I'm a big rap on Cam Murray. I think Cam Murray reminds me of a smaller version of Bradley Clyde. Mate, he's unbelievable the way he gets around the park. Now, if South win, I'm going to go for him to get the Clive Churchill medal. And if the Panthers win, if AJ can win and they can win the grand final, Abby Coruscant is going to be my Clive Churchill medalist.
Now, Block, in your role in the media, you've spoken with so many players and met so many players along the way. They're your tips, but who would you love to see have that Clive Churchill medal? Out of all the players playing, who's the one player that you'd be most pleased to see wear it?
I think I just like his style and the way he is as a bloke and a player. I think Cam Murray, mate, to be honest truth. There's just something about the kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, everyone talking about this guy, mate, you wouldn't hear boo out of him in Origin camps and all that sort of stuff, yet everyone says this guy will be the next Origin captain, the next Australian captain. So, I don't know. He's got something that rubs off on people, you know, without being too boisterous or too loud or whatever. I don't know. He just goes about his business. And I think everyone respects what he does.
He's too perfect, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good looking cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Likeable.
Very likeable. Do you reckon he might club baby seals or something like that? Has he got some of that in him?
Mate, everyone's got a little bit of a dark side.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Block, I'm going to see you Thursday night. And we're just going to get real dark after, because we're going to have a few beers.
And Block, answer the rest of this sentence, will you? If they've got a mow,
let them go. If they're out wide, you let them slide.
And you know what? Puppets and clowns
must be dealt with.
great to chat, Blocky boy. We'll talk soon.
See you, boys. Thanks very much for having us on.
Thanks, mate. That was our benefit. Well done, mate. Steve Blocker-Roach, thanks to Fox League. Watch NRL 360 tonight, 6:30 p.m. on Fox League.